the grace radio. BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you. You decide a manana amabu uchibuchi amabu raja. Utona nil nane wala wounding a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate. With your Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust. For the night by joy. Comes in the morning. With Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people, with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
I greet you this evening in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I welcome you to our show, a daily show that we every day have, which is time to meditate. Now the time is 9:05. When I was entering to the studio, we were singing a song, or I was playing a song that saying, I'm going to play the very same song as I welcome everybody who is listening, who is tuning in now. We appreciate your support, and I love you so much. We are meditating. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, in our studio. I'm going to play the very same song that I played. The song that says Morena Ditoria Otswanela. And as I play that song, I will tell you our ground rule as I start. And may Heavenly Father continue to bless you. Just enjoy the song.
Let's go.
as we are saying, Morali Cheto, Riao Tswanela, we are enjoying our show. And the line that you can use to interact with me in the studio, our number is 03289-4658. That is a number that you can use to interact with me in the studio. We are meditating. Pastor Pat, thank you very much for listening and tuning in. And the time is 9:10. The song that I was playing, saying Mona Dictator, Yao Tswanela. And that's a song that is now playing in the background. You can hear it. And we are continuing to meditate. Now I'm just gonna read this scripture, Luke chapter 15, verse number 17. That is a verse that we are meditating with today, and I'm very excited. Luke chapter 15, verse number 17. Now I'm just gonna read only verse number 1, and then we will meditate together, and then from there I will just sign off, because we are doing the testing of our sound. And then the verse that we are reading, it's in the book of Luke 15, verse 17. Remember, you are in a station by the grace, a radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. My name is Pastor John Mamawulo. I'm driving this show tonight. The time is 11 past 9. Now we are meditating. Now, Luke chapter 15. If you have time, during your spare time, you can read from verse number 11, so that you can understand what is actually happening. But on my side, I'm just going to read verse number 17. Now, verse number 17 is saying, let me read it in English Standard Version. I believe that everybody who's listening here, you may have it in a different translation that you can read with, is fine. But I'm going to read it with English Revised Version. That's the one that I'm going to read. And when not during your spare time, you can read it with whatever language that you have, is fine. Even now as you are listening, if you have it in English, I mean, if you have it in Spedi, Zulu, Tonga, you can read it. And then, but I'm going to read it in English. I'm only interested in verse number 17. The Bible says, the son realized that he had been very foolish. He thought, all my father's hired workers have plenty of food, but here I am almost dead because I have nothing to eat. Verse 18. I will leave and go to my father. I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against God and have done wrong to you. Now, we are reading about a young man, a prodigal son. Now, when you read this, when you start from verse 11, it will just explain to you that Jesus Christ told his disciples a parable. Now, he said to them, there was a man who had two sons. Now, the Bible says, the younger son said to his father, give me part of my portion. And the Bible says the father divided his wealth between his two sons. Now, the Bible says in few days later, the younger son gathered all that he had, that all what the father has given him. The younger son took everything that he had, and he went away. Okay, let me just play this song. I'll just be back now. Let's just go to the break and then I'll be back. No. Yeah, so I'm back. Now, as I was saying that we are meditating with the scripture Luke chapter 15 verse number 17. That is a scripture that we are meditating. Now, as I said, during your spare time, you can start from verse 11. It will explain to you what really, why the son said. The Bible says the son, he came to his senses and he realized that he have done wrong. Now the Bible says, he said, I will wake up and go to my father. Now when you studied from verse number 11, as I was saying before I go to the break, the Bible says there was a man who had two sons. And the other one said to his father, the younger one said to his father, "Father, give me what belongs to me, and I want to go." Now, the Bible says his father, he had no choice. He had to divide his wealth to his two sons. Now, the Bible says the younger one took his wealth and he went away. Now, he went and used that money with his friends. He went and used that wealth with everyone. Now, the Bible says everything finished. Now, he started to live like a hobo. He started to live like a prostitute. He started to live like a person who doesn't have anything. He started to live like somebody who's sleeping in the pipe. Because the money that he had got finished. Whatever that his father gave him, finished. Whatever that he had was finished. Now, that is why the Bible says after that he decided and he said, "I'm going to my father, because my father, he is having lots of food. Now I'm suffering." In other words, he did whatever he did until he came to a point where he started to meditate. Now, after he meditated, he said, "I will go to my father." That is what he said. He said, "I will go to my father and says to my father, I have sinned. Forgive me. Let me just be like one of your hired workers." Now, tonight what I want to say to you is, as we meditate, after you meditate, look at your mistake and correct your mistake. If you have done the mistake. Because this man, he finished everything. And then after that he said, "I will go to my father." Now, let me just play this song. And when I come back, then we will continue. Let's just go to the break.
BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you. You decide a man, I'm a woman, I'm a woman. But I'm not a man, who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. MB, Mama Bolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet. With John Mama Bolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my glass for the night by joy. Comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people, with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Thank you. So we are still continuing meditating. You meditate with me. I am Pastor John Mamawolo. The time is 9:30. As I said, that you can interact with us via the following channel, because I think soon I will be signing off. It was very good to be with you in today's show. It is very short. We are talking about a prodigal son. We will talk much about this man tomorrow. Tomorrow we are starting at 6:30 exactly until 9:00. We will start our show. But before I do that, before I sign off, I wanted to take some call, and we meditate before we go to sleep. Yeah, so station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Yeah, I just want to take a call. I don't know. My wife, are you listening there, my wife? I want us to take a call. I'm gonna try. Okay, let me just call. I'm just gonna call. So we're testing our line to see if all is well. Now I'm going to call now. I'm just gonna call. I'm calling now. Okay, yeah, before I do that, let's just dance for this song. Okay, let me just call Maruti here. We will talk.
At the tone, record your message. Then press hash or hang up.
Let me just call Mamuruti, so we will just let's just get a Hello. Hey, the guy.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, it's time to meditate. Re meditate mo. Le na le meditate le mo guy na. Okay. Oh, le ar le si le di jemo.
Eh, ar.
Okay.
their brother. My mother came in too late.
Okay. Just then, I'm gonna sign off, but let's just dance with me as we are dancing the song.
Extension 2, Golan Midrand, 1685. 5, 5, 5.
Radio Yona and bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people just for a soul. Our Paragramul Dagarinla Internet love www.radio.bythegrace.org over radio and by the grace.org over Lichetia Monumero 073 269 2731 over Gremo WhatsApp Yarina
Still meditating. Just keep on listening to the song.
In a few minutes, I will be signing, and signing off. And I'm excited that tomorrow, 6 o'clock, you will be with me from 6 to 10, from 6 to 9. We will be meditating. And keep on listening. Keep on tuning in, and we love you. I'm still with you, but I'll be signing off.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
I'm still here. I just want to say to everyone who took their time to tune in and listen and I just want you to sign off with this beautiful song by Jimmy D. Now enjoy the song as I'm signing off. As I promised you that tomorrow at around 6 o'clock we will start our show. It's gonna be awesome. Just spread the news that tomorrow is gonna be awesome, very awesome. You're gonna enjoy the show tomorrow. Believe in me, it's another day, a Friday. What a Friday tomorrow! So, from 6 o'clock, we will be meditating. For now, I say bye bye, cheers. See you. Let's just play this song and I will say bye bye to you. Stay blessed. May God bless you. You can visit our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. You can send us email as radio@bythegrace.org. You can call us 083-289-4658, 073-269-2731. You can WhatsApp there, whatever that you want to chat, to talk to us. Any question that you want to ask us, you are welcome. I love you as I sign off. Bye-bye.